Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah!
Let's go, ladies!
Children!
Yeah!
The boy Kale!
Yeah!
This is for the toxic girls! All around the world!
Let's go!
Every block,
hey!
Every club,
hey!
Every hood,
hey!
I'm in love!
So sweet, so brown, so thick! So nasty, ooh, I love that good. So smooth, so creamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So tickle that, so soft. God damn, I wanna break you off. So hot, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unwrap ya. It's chocolate, this is something I saw. You taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little deep. I'm too good, but cold out. So good, I won't be some more.
About big old booties and brown eyes. Chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight. Leave about the club with tonight.
Take shots and more shots. And we drink like we on the bar.
And she's pushing that all on me. Conversation like let's just be.
I don't hesitate
to the crib right away. She talks and it talks and it talks. But it talks all to me.
Show for us tonight. I have Jock M.I.G. or M.I.G. from the former group Crime Mob dropping through tonight to talk about his solo mixtape project, Small Squares, No Circles. I think I said that right. I may have fucked up. I hope not. He's not on yet, so if I did, he could correct me. But I had the opportunity of listening to the mixtape. It's hosted by North Carolina's DJ E-Sud, and it was very, very nice. It's like, you know, crunk music. You know, everybody out of the A know what that crunk music is about. So I'm excited to have some on. And tonight, you know, I came up with a little topic, and it's based on shit that people do, like running your mate's phone. Like, why do you do it? Like, is it a trust factor? Do you not trust your man? Do you not trust your woman to where you need to go into their phone, which is their personal property, and, like, read the text messages? So it's like, don't go looking for trouble, because when you find it, what the fuck are you going to do? Me, I've never ran my mate's phone. I had him run his own shit, and it's just because, you know, females know these things. But we'll talk about that later on. So let me see. While I'm waiting for my special guest to call in, I have I'm going to go ahead and get my blast out the way early. For those of you that live in Greensboro, North Carolina, y'all used to hear about a situation on Sunday nights called Sophisticated Sunday. Well, the people that originated Sophisticated Sunday decided to stop doing it until the spring because, you know, football season on Sunday nights, everybody is watching the game. Ain't nobody really trying to go to the club like that. So basically, we just left it alone. So now we have some new people that want to come in and duplicate Sophisticated Sundays, basically some biting-ass people. And I'm not really happy about that because I feel like if you want to do something, do the shit on your own. Don't cartel or do some shiesty shit and try to benefit from somebody else. That's some bullshit. So the people that did it, you know, they know that I'm upset and I'm about to blast they ass. So for those of you that live in my hometown, on Sunday night, do not support Sam Levine or the little short-ass brother Squirt because them is some trifling-ass motherfuckers. Sophisticated Sunday can never be duplicated. Doesn't matter if you get the same band, doesn't matter if you have the same club, and you try to do everything the way that the original people did it, it's still not going to be the fucking same. So my advice to you is fucking grow the fuck up, get your own shit, and stop dick sucking. But I'm going to leave that alone. So I'm still waiting for my guests to come in. I have some calls from, I want to say Delaware. Delaware in the house. What's up? What's up? I think those are Mr. GA's people, which is good. I have my favorite listener, Mr. GA, in the house. I swear I love him so much. He really supports me. He's here faithfully every Friday being a fucking troublemaker. But what can you expect from New York? I knew that was going to do it. I love New York. New York is the balance in my life. It's like when I go too far off the deep end, Mr. GA will bring me back because he's the mouthpiece for New York. He's going to always stand up and represent and, you know, be y'all voice when y'all can't speak up for yourself. So we're going to bring him on while we're waiting for MIG to come in and just kick it. So hold on. Hi, Mr. GA.
Shock mommy. Shit talker. What's up, boo?
How you doing?
Oh, man, it's all good. It's all good. How you feeling, baby? I heard you just blast some cats down there. Doing that promotion down there, that was a good look. Blast the ass 24/7, you know what I mean?
You know, that shit got me mad on Facebook. I think I went really hard because I was to the point where I told the bitch when I see her, she better put her hands up. And, you know, I don't condone violence. I really don't. But with shit like that, hell, fuck yeah, that shit got me mad because I feel like if somebody did something and it worked for them, let that stay with them. Don't you come and curtail it and then try to take some fame and glory when you ain't do shit but just come and backbite. You know what I'm saying?
They trying to snatch that paper off there and come out his name.
Yeah,
they trying to snatch that
dough,
yeah, that's true.
So I'm just like, you know, to me, that's crazy as hell.
That ain't right. So, yeah, what's good? You see that Delaware line?
What have you had going on this week?
I just got back in town from New York. I just got back here, like, yesterday. I've been all this crazy-ass ice and snow out here in Georgia. Yo, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, yo. Atlanta's on some bullshit, yo. That's some real bullshit with Atlanta, yo. If I was a taxpayer out here, I would swear about it, the whole fucking state, man. That's just, like, embarrassing, man. They can't. You know, trucks down here, no salt trucks out here. All that money they make here, they on some bullshit. Atlanta's on some bullshit. The mayor and the governor on some bullshit. That's crazy.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
It is bad. I mean, think about the people that come in and have jobs down here in Atlanta. They can't get to work and they can't get paid. You know what I'm saying? They lose their money every day. You got some jobs don't pay you. You miss a day, you're going to get paid for that shit. So that's kind of foul, I think, with the whole Atlanta movement. And they got money in this town. That's crazy.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about all that, but what I do know is I've seen the kids online,
And if I'm not mistaken, Mr. GA, last week she came on and she spoke and she was traveling. So I don't want you to think that, you know, she was scared to face the wrath from any man. It's just that she was traveling and she had to get off. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I got her on tonight so she can let your ass have it.
Oh, yeah, put it on. Put it on. Let me talk to her. Put it on. Put it on. Let me talk to her. Hey, yo. Hold on.
Before you say anything, I have to give big ups to Miss Nakima Lee, Upscale Desires. Last night, for y'all that's not following, that should be following, we fucked it up last night. We did our thing with the battle of the sexes. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with men. No, you know what? I do know what's wrong with men. They just like to put their dick in us and fuck and not know the anatomy of lovemaking, sex, and all that good stuff. That's why every week we beat y'all fucking ass. Every week we beat y'all ass. Now, on top of that, y'all are going to have to hold that thought because M.I.G. is in the building. So we're going to introduce him, let him talk, and we're going to see what his thoughts is on why men, when we got to talk about his mixtape too, but we want to know why men, when they're confronted with educational questions about sex and lovemaking, y'all motherfuckers can't answer. It'd be the females that know that shit. Yeah, that's what I thought. Hi, Mr. M.I.G.
How you doing, sweetheart? But I'm sex and love making. I mean, it just depends on really who the female is. It don't matter. You feel that sad? Because if she don't piss you off, you don't want to make love to her.
Oh, sex and love making. You're in the show talking shit. That's what I like. So you know what? I ain't even got to show your ass no mercy tonight. Everybody, this is Josh M.I.G. I'm a member of Crime Mob. He has a solo project that's going on. But if you keep mouthing off, I don't even know if he's going to make it to his release party because I might have to publicly challenge his ass.
Don't do me like that, sweetheart. Don't.
Oh, go ahead and tell everybody what's up with you. I'm feeling good. I done riled everybody up tonight because after you talk about, you know, make your introduction, it's about to be popping. It's really about to be popping.
I'm checking the website out right now. I see you.
Oh.
I see you, girl.
Oh, you're checking out my site?
Yeah, I see you.
Oh, did you get the
bottom? I got to go to the bottom.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to the bottle because I'm going to listen the hell out that bottle. But you know what? I got to give credit where credit is due. My girl that's on the line now, Nakima, man, her dick sucking skills are up there with mine. Like, I want to have it ain't even a face-off because there's no competition because we both compliment each other. But I want to have her right beside me, and we have one fantastic, glorious-looking dick, and we're sucking it together. That would really make my day. What's up, Kima? What can we do this?
Wow, you got me blushing over here. Like, yo, like, wow. Like, I mean, I know
don't
I got that skills, but you
don't.
But you know, some people don't need to know that I'm real cute with mine. So it's like, wow. But you know, I ain't no punk. So you know, it is what it is. You name it,
yeah,
the place, and I'm there.
That cute shit don't mean nothing.
Now, we just cutely suck dick, and we cutely swallow.
Oh,
we just
man.
Real cute when we get down, dirty, and nasty. Even when we got your legs up like Lamborghini doors. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, pulling my hair, and I like, oh, shit. Like, oh, Nikki, what the fuck? Like, oh, shit, Nikima. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I got to see this, because this is just ridiculous. How y'all sitting here talking like that? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think y'all ever met it. Have you ever been bit by a real A-Town nigga?
No.
I didn't think so. You see what I'm saying?
I ran through A-Town niggas. I mean, like Mr. G.A. said a while ago, they can claim they're from a place but not really be from there. So I don't ran through niggas from different states. Don't really mean that, you know. I had a boyfriend from Cameron Road. You know what I'm saying? He grew up there. Fucked him up. You know what I'm saying? Decatur West, Greater. I don't know about that either.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
shit, I'm just saying,
though. Downtown Decatur. Could have been Calarone, the other side of Calarone.
You know, right there off Gresham.
I mean, the best thing is that we're not talking about everybody else. We're talking about folks on the phone. So let's stay focused.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I can't account for all some other dudes that have seen it. I
think he's trying to divert the attention off of him We're only 4.5 hours away.
I'm only 4 hours
away. And
I'll
be in Atlanta next month. I'll be there next month
doing my thing. So I got two events scheduled in
Atlanta next month. So I'll be there,
definitely.
So I'm
going to know you. Now, Mr. M.I.G., go ahead and tell everybody who you are or who you be, you know, so we can get this crunk edition on.
You already know. This is your big homie, M.I.G., B.K.A., Doc Motherfucking Migraine, formerly of Crime Mob. And I do got a solo project on the way. It haven't been titled yet. It might be self-titled, M.I.G. But the mixtape is y'all can get that at livemixtape.com, small circle, no motherfucking squares. We etching these squares niggas out for 2011. Y'all already know what time it is. What's up?
That's what's up. Now, see, we've been talking on and off all week, and I'm really intrigued by you because you're not fine when you were 15 years old. So, like, living a lifestyle of what people are dreaming to do now at the age of 20, 30, motherfuckers at 40 trying to get in the game, like, what advice do you have to them?
I mean, it's really like, you can't, unless you willing to get out here and do all the groundwork yourself, that's the only way I see anybody coming out being successful. Because if you ain't nothing going to fall in your lap. Like when I came out, it was a whole lot easier. You feel what I'm saying? You get a song on the radio, the record label's calling your phone and shit. But now they want to see who they getting their money to. And can they get their money to you? You feel what I'm saying? So if you create your own buzz and got shit going on yourself, you got your own company, you doing that, you having the business, then they'll give you their money because that's what it all boils down to. You can't do nothing unless they give you their money. You feel what I'm saying? And that's really about it. That's the main focus that I got right now, create my own buzz.
Okay, so, like, at the age of 15, you're not living the life level more of a normal teenager. How was it different from you? Like, at the age of 15, you're signed to a deal.
Yeah.
Mad people giving you pussy. How many of your friends' mamas tried to smash?
Oh, man, I didn't run into none of my friends' mama.
You dirty broad.
Yo,
M.I.G., much love, man. I'm doing this, man. But, yo, she the dirty broad, man. Watch her, man. Watch her, man. She the dirty broad. Yo, M.I.G., much love, man. But watch that broad. She dirty, man. Don't you answer the question, yo. Yo, come on, say, put the fifth, baby. She is dirty on that one.
I ain't never fucked none of ain't none of my friends' mama ever came on to me, but I don't fuck niggas' mama and bitches' mama. You feel what I'm saying? I don't been smashed bitches and niggas' mama, and they walk downstairs and they want to get smashed too. You feel what I'm saying? But you know, ain't nothing wrong with keeping it in the family.
Much respect.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, how was it like going to school and all that other stuff, and then, you know, being in the A and just being a young person in the general, did you like getting caught up in the street life?
I mean, I'm from the streets. When I was 15, 16, we was doing grown folk shit. I mean, we was wild as fuck. I mean, we pulling up at grown folk clubs in our own cars. We was hot. We was in the street. We stealing cars. We doing all the shit normal teenagers do, but we was just extra wild. We got in the studio and did the album. I came back to school. I got walked to the sidewalk, and the principal told me I'm no longer a student at his school. So it was like, it wasn't like when Soulja Boy came out and he was able to go to school, have a song on the radio, be on TV. They kicked me out of school because they said I was a school disturbance just for coming. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
We been them niggas since the beginning. You feel what I'm saying? I was with very popular in high school, you feel what I'm saying? So that's really what it was. I never got the experience to be in high school with a song guy and a video on TV. I just got to experience a lot of street nigga shit, you feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's really about it. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But I still fuck with the bitches, though. They still were going crazy, though, you feel me?
they
still were going wild for the kids. Hey, everybody want to be a kid again, you feel what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Matter of fact, I have a... Goofy Bones, he has, like, one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk. His shit is, like, whoa. Like, Master, I'm going to let him tell you about himself because y'all might be able to do some business together, get some spins out there because he's from Cali and he's doing
yeah.
really big things. Like, ooh, he's got a really big thing, so he say, but I don't know. I'm just saying that's what he said. Goofy! Goofy, how you doing? Hello? 608? Hello?
608.
Oh, well, nah.
Thank you.
It ain't him. He dropped it. He'll come back.
Him off.
Yeah,
and probably...
What you do to 608, girl?
I do not to 608. They got their hand up like they want to talk, but it's not. Okay, now, Kim. Up, Jill?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so back to what we were saying, you know, before MIG came on, because I see right now he's a willing participant, and I might see his big ass on Thursday night with Battle of the Sexes. I mean, he might be able to teach these motherfuckers something other than how to Dougie, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, for 2 weeks.
You are funny to me. You are funny to me.
I mean, I'm just saying, somebody told me on Twitter we didn't win. You bullshitting me. We did win. We just like taking off our clothes because we comfortable in the skin
we in. We won, but you was like, fuck it, I'm going to get naked. And the next thing I know, you went Alabama was going at it. I was like, wait a minute. I wasn't quite ready for that. You know, I guess I'm a competitor. I'm a former athlete, you know, so I'm like, I win. So if the objective is just to get naked and get down, then this helps me so I can make some bullshit-ass questions up. Because I worked hard on those questions.
Exactly, and men don't know shit about, I mean, they know how to suck our titties. They know how to eat our pussy. Some of them like to do that.
No, they don't. Some of them don't know how to do that.
I'm gonna get some kind of credit. I mean, so some of them can't eat pussy, but they have the right person on the phone to teach y'all these things. You know what I'm saying? She can teach y'all how to please us, and then y'all can come on my show and give me some type of competition, or y'all can come in my bedroom and give me a decent fuck without me having to tell you what the fuck to do like you're in boot camp. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my fucking God.
Wow.
I know you ain't going to do this. That's why C-S-O-A hung up the phone. You feel what I'm saying? That's why he out of here. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what?
Because my back's strong. You feel what I'm saying?
I have a 914 that has their hand up, so I think they may want to say something. So, 914, you're on the air.
Hi, first I just want to say, Hail Hitler.
You want to say who?
Hail Hitler.
Okay, and what else you want to say?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. We have a fucking skinhead on the phone, but he's been muted. So, getting back to what we were saying.
Get out of here. Hey, yo, that's bad, too. Yo, call back, you bastard. It's me cutting you out. And, yo, this is G.A. talking, motherfucker. This is G.A. talking. Don't call back, you bastard. That bullshit. Bullshit. Yo, pardon me, y'all. My fault. Pardon me, y'all. Pardon me.
You're good. I guess, you know, we got to get used to certain retards being on the phone or whatever. But, you know,
you got a bunch of Embry's calling in, don't you?
Yeah, mamas and brothers fucking each other. Like, what the hell? I'm going to go ahead and go into the first track off of your mixtape, and it's the one that you like the best. It's the one that I heard for the first one you had me listen to the other night. You know what I'm talking about?
How good it feel. How good it feel. Let them know how good it
feel.
Okay, let's go.
You had me listen to I Won't Hesitate. That was the first one.
I won't hesitate. Let me show
to
you how good it feel.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm going to play that one, and then while you're listening to the words, just understand what I'm about to say to you. I won't hesitate to fuck your tall ass up. So we even. I won't hesitate by Jack M.I.G.
Shoot executives.
Yeah.
Wow, I won't hesitate to tell you how good it feels. Is
Oh, really? You might not believe it. You might say it can't be real, baby. But that's
know,
how you feel,
know.
Though. At the same time, that's how you gonna feel.
It's almost like
it can't be real to me
like,
if you're using it stands.
It's almost like that Trey Songz song. Everybody gonna know how good it feels because he gonna be screaming my name like.
The neighbors know my name.
Yeah.
Oh, Kima. Oh, I need
yes,
you to do me a really good favor.
Like don't say my name like that. You gonna make me juice up over here. Don't do that.
Oh, you know what?
Guys,
have y'all ever heard one word said so sexy it just turns you the fuck on? Like, she has this word that she says when she's being submissive, and that shit turns me on. Matter of fact, I want to see if she can get y'all dicks hard with just this word. Like, Kima, mommy, can you say that word for me? Please.
That's some funny shit, right? M.I.G. She said, yes, yes, yes. My dick ain't even budge off that fucking word.
I'm trying to tell you.
Talking mad shit. She know I'll bust her ass in a heartbeat. Stop playing.
Training, but you can also hit me up on my website, which is upscaledesires.com. And if you ever need any help, you know, I got to know. If you got a girl who can't really do what you want her to do, I can teach her how to, you know, stuff your balls until come out of your nose.
Yo, yeah, you come up to Atlanta, right? And your MIG, she coming to the ATL, what, 2 weeks, you said?
2 weeks. Don't tell me. I love my balls,
On the
18th.
I'll be there on the
18th
to the
20th. All right. We're going to definitely find you, for real.
18th to the 20th, all right. Oh, you know what? I have somebody else that's ready to come in. And, it's about to be real ugly for the men right now. Y'all about to be outnumbered because y'all about to have three very vocal.
We're never outnumbered. We're men.
Never. Never.
Never.
Oh my God, that's such a male supremacist statement.
If it was 12 women in the house, 24, I just turned 24 wins. If it was 24 women in the house and just me, when I say so, all 24 of them gonna listen. Guess why? Because I'm a man. So it's good.
Real talk.
Oh my God. And I didn't even drink before I did the show tonight because you're trying to take it easy on your ass. I swear, I'm going to bring you back and I'm going to do it on Tiny Cat and I'm going to stream it and I'm going to fuck you up. Oh, my God.
And I don't know what kind of hoe you is here. You feel what I'm saying? But
I'm a good hoe.
You ain't gonna trick me. You ain't gonna trick me. I'm not gonna be tricked. But I'm gonna find out.
Oh, you ain't gotta be tricked. While we talking, keep looking at Chalk Mommy. Keep looking at Chalk Mommy. All the warning shots your ass gonna get. That's all the warning you gonna get. No motherfucking videos. You better pay attention, because I'm telling you, you gonna be the next victim up on that motherfucking site. And I'm gonna put M.I.G. Quanco getting taken down. Guess
oh
what?
Oh, my God.
It's y'all.
I'm telling you, Ollie, I told you that shit like a fight. Now, you better be ready to fight. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, good. I'm good with my hands. I came out my mama's cookie box. And what you saying?
I'm saying, JJ don't play that shit. When JJ come out, I'm telling you, man, he died on Mike. You feel me? We
he probably skinny just like a JJ.
You should be ready to fight.
He died on Mike.
you just, hey, I ain't JJ. I'm in my teeth. But when JJ come out,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. Okay.
You made me want to come down there and do the battle of the sexes in your motherfucking living room. That's what you made me want to do.
I ain't nothing wrong with that.
On this Upscale Desires, you're going to be in the ATL the 18th through the 20th?
Yes.
I'm going to be in the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and the 24th.
You know, we need to get together and make a special version of the Battle of the Sexes, like some real hands-on kind of shit. Fuck the video conferencing. I'm straight up trying to do these niggas, like real
you see how they trying to do you. Yeah, we ready.
They got me feeling a certain kind of way tonight.
We
like,
ready.
Oh.
We ready.
So check this out. It ain't got to be like this. You feel what I'm saying? We going to go in there, and we going to fight. And we I'm going to come out, and you going to come out. You might just be laying that slay. You feel what I'm saying? That's what we call them. We slay them. Whoever the vampire slay, we slay them. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, we out of here, though. You know what time it is, Chuck.
Yeah, it's time for me to bring on this other person because I know she got some mad shit to say to y'all because I wouldn't expect anything less of her. We're going to bring on Acacia from New York. What's popping, Mommy? You hear all this bullshit from M.I.G. and Mr. J.A.?
Good night, everybody. I've been here for y'all talking all of that mess. Mr. G, you see what you're doing? Mr. G, where's your loyalty, man? This is what we talk about all the time. Oh, my God.
Yo, she's trying to
Mr. G, you ain't got no loyalty, man.
She's bashing.
Mr. G just be like, you know what? Whoever's on tonight, I'm riding with them. Like, screw you and talk about
you,
you know?
You
Mr. G.
Yeah. I'm saying. I'm
sitting
down for the bullshit. I'm saying this is how we get down.
How are you? We're doing so good. We're doing good. But you know what? I'm used to this male bonding shit because at the end of the show, when the men are offline, and if I was nearby, he would be smashing the pussy. He wouldn't be thinking about the male bonding. He would be thinking about bonding with me.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
I mean, so that's what men do.
At that time, it don't matter. At that time, we like, oh, yeah, go Venus, you know? Like, fuck that. We ain't about the men versus women shit. I need this pussy, so I'm with the women right now.
Yeah, the women, we run shit. You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, come on. Let's be for real. Y'all know we hold it down. We got the
pussy.
No, we
run the shit.
We
run shit.
We run it.
24/7.
We run it.
We run shit.
Y'all run shit.
The men
run
shit.
Y'all run it with us. Life started through us.
Hey. What y'all run? Why?
What you say?
Y'all tell me that.
Wait, what now?
What y'all run and why? Why?
You run everything.
We run everything. We run the world.
How?
So
break it down. Give me a breakdown. Give me a breakdown as to why you guys run shit. You're the one that say you run shit, so let me hear.
I ain't going to be extra aggressive like that. You feel what I'm saying? Because you know what you motherfucking doing. You know what I'm saying? If you know what you motherfucking
that's
doing.
That's
the bullshit. You're not. You can wear the panties. I ain't going to say this. Right. You can't wear the panties for that moment.
Oh, please. That's
saying?
Some bullshit.
When
let me tell you why we run shit. Because y'all can be mad as hell. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Y'all can be mad
when
as hell.
When I put my foot down. When
y'all
I put
can
my foot down. You know what I'm saying when a man put his foot down.
If you're at my house, if you're at my house and I just did something that made you so fucking mad, you're like, you're ready to punch holes in the wall, punch holes everywhere. All I have to do is get down to nothing. Get down to nothing, and I bet you everything turn around. Come on now. Look at how long a woman can live on vibrators and dildos and stuff. I'm sorry. I've never, let me just say, I've never really done that before.
Man, when I, I'm just saying,
a woman
when
can
I,
live on the end, she can be fine. Yes.
I'm just saying,
now.
When I go, when
from
I go
the time you see legs and breasts and booty and all of that, and a woman start caressing herself, you just lost your damn mind. You're like,
I'm just saying,
I need that.
I
that
home,
thing has you
home,
under control.
Ain't no,
stop
ain't
it.
No woman there. Ain't no woman. When I go home at night, it ain't gonna be no bitch in there with that I can lay next to. And guess what I'ma do? Guess what I'ma do? I'ma
tomorrow
go crazy.
You'll get one. You'll get one
you
tomorrow.
You feel what I'm saying? I know my calm number. If don't leave a nigga know he come, I know mine. You feel what I'm saying? I know mine.
Today, it doesn't matter. Y'all still need a woman.
I promise,
y'all still need a woman. If you're jacking your dick, you want some pussy. You got to get a couple of women.
After I finish jacking my dick, because, hey, I'm aggressive. We get aggressive in there. You feel what I'm saying? I run this shit. I be running this shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I mean, shit.
I'm going to give y'all time to cool off, and I'm going to play I Want a G. Want a G. So, you know, you and Mr. D.A., M.I.G., y'all need time to regroup and get y'all motherfucking minds
right.
Cause y'all
You're losing your grip right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Wanna G. Wow. It's quiet. That's because I have the men on mute. I have the ladies on mute, too, but I have the men on mute because for some reason they have lost their place in society. They need to understand that I'm a fucking boss and they're in my world. And as long as they're in my world, us females run shit. And I have a public service announcement. For those of you that are on Twitter, I have two big dicks on the line that's looking to smash something that's in the ATL area. If you're trying to participate and put these motherfuckers in their place, please call me, 718-766-4661. They don't want to make love. They don't want to cuddle. They don't even want no top. They just want to smash, and it's my duty to find them some pussy that will make them shut the fuck up and come back and tell me so I can blast them next week. So if y'all are in that area and y'all can help me out, by all means, please call in. Again, that's for Mr. GA and Mr. MIG. I'm just saying, though, I'm trying to spread the love.
Crazy.
I think she needs some help. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was foul. That was real foul. You were foul, bro.
You know what? I just sent that shit out on Twitter. Keep talking shit, Mr. GA. I'm gonna put your motherfucking number out there. Don't fuck with me tonight. How about
that? There you go, there you go,
oh,
pretty girl.
Yeah.
But you ain't know. You know what I'm saying? You ain't know what I'm talking about. I'll bust the ass.
But check this out. But check this out, though. How I'm feeling right now. You send that fat bitch at me, I'ma knock that bitch through the wall. You feel what I'm
oh
saying? And you gonna, and you gonna
so
have to come get her ass out the wall, cause I ain't gonna get out the wall.
You know what? I don't know what's gonna come your way. I mean, you know, it's a Friday night.
Hey,
you
man,
and Mr. GA
way,
in
man.
The ATL.
Hey,
you
know
y'all
me,
need
I'm
some
super
company.
I just said, you know me, I'm super cool. I'm in the yo, I'm kicking it. She come in here, we gonna put her on tiny tat like you said. You send out one of them hoes over here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm in Sam Dick in this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? We gonna put that hoe on blast. So you send that bitch on over here.
Hey, look.
Say bitch.
Hey, look.
Voluptuous, sexy slim, lip petite, tall and slim, spine bar, square body, you send them all over here. We gonna show you how we do these. The crocodile, the crocodile.
But we ain't no four guys though. We ain't no four guys, top mommy.
Ain't no what?
We ain't no four guys. You know what that is? We're not four guys.
What's that?
What
is that?
Hey,
do them for me one time. Do them for me one time. Say, hey, Draybo.
Hi, Draybo.
Yeah. That's a real mother right there. You feel what I'm saying?
See, a fall guy. Is a fat-ass lady lover. And what Mr. GA is trying to keep getting across is he was on my show one night, and he was being real mannish. He was almost being to the point of disrespectful. So since he wanted to be talking about his dick and fucking, I was going to give him the ultimate fuck. You know what I'm saying? I hooked him up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo.
Just be walking around telling my dick, oh my dick big, bitch. But hey,
cause it ain't about the size. Hold on, wait. The size don't matter if you don't know how to work it. So you just got a big dick, cause you don't really know how to work it.
You gotta have skills.
You better be. You better do all kinds of shit, like exercise and that motherfucker. If you don't know how to use that shit, you need to learn. You need to work out like you're going to the gym, girl. For that shit. Like, don't
I'm
come here
go.
Like, I got it, so I don't need to do nothing. You better act like
hey,
you're
yo.
A fucking gym.
Hey, yo, hey. You
put on
some
Beyonce or somebody. Put on somebody and go crazy. Like, act like you're going fucking nuts. Like, you're losing it. Not because you got a big dick means is that you all right. You can pass.
That's what I'm
okay,
I'm not
it.
That nigga. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not M.I.G. I'm going to see how good it feels. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
M.I.G. M.I.G. talking about this shit. What's up, man? Real talk, right? Real talk. Everybody know on the talk line. Matter of fact, the talk show host, Chuck Mommy, know that GA put down. Real talk. He put it down for real. She can verify that and testify to it. I had a bubble on some of my butt like that. Yo, keep it real. Yo, I feel real hard now. She know I'm getting in.
Oh, no.
That's so hard to pay now. You know how hard to pay. This is Brooklyn talking now.
Drop the ball.
Hey, yo, all that bullshit, you know what I mean? She been running. You just been called that.
Oh, wait
that shit.
She
know
how to get
it in. Stop
yes. playing. Basically, Mr. G.A., I'm not going to take anything away from you. 2009, you gave it up lovely. 2010, you gave it up lovely. 2011, I don't know what the fuck you're giving up. But on that note, we're going to take a call from 551. You have to air.
That's fucked up, bro.
She's running.
We have a new caller that wants to come in. So we're going to bring in the caller, 551, the area code. You're on the line. Okay. Well, then.
Hello.
Damn it.
Hello.
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 Hello, 551, is this you?
Hello.
Goodbye.
I'm still fucking with you, man. Y'all got them folks scared. These folks ain't trying to get on their phone.
They
want to
raise their hands. They don't want to say shit. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe
they
need a real
they about to get on his line.
They scared.
They scared.
They
scared. They scared. They scared.
Power shit going on. You know, this shit for real. Here's the one for the president, Sarah Palin. They better get on here with that girl power shit. And they don't know Mr. G.A. on me. That's why they can't. They can't do it, man. They can't. They can't. They to me. They can't do that but tell you. That's the real nigga.
Oh, my God.
You know how to treat a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm a bring on. Let me see. Kima?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to, like, put people on mute, and we're going to pick people to go head-to-head with. Do you want Mr. G.A. or do you want Mr. M.I.G.?
Ooh, I want Mr. G.A.
Okay. So, M.I.G. and Miss Acacia, I'm going to put y'all on hold. Let them go in for a few minutes. And Acacia, do you want M.I.G.?
I got you, man.
Mr. G.A.
Do I have a choice? Because Kima already took Mr. G.A. And
yeah,
Mr. G.A.
You know,
I can take him any day of the week. Ah.
Okay, so we're going to let Kima and Mr. G.A.
I can knock him out.
And we're going to chill. So I'm going to put everybody on hold, on mute, besides G.A. and UpskillDesires.com, because Mr. G.A. is getting ready to get schooled, and we're just going to sit back and laugh. So, Mr. G.A. and Miss Upstairs right. Desires, y'all have all right,
I'm ready. I'm ready. All right.
Mr. G.A., you know, last week when Kima came on and she said what she said, you was like, ooh, I wanted to get at her. So here is your opportunity to get at her. What did you want to say to her last week that you couldn't, that you want to say this week?
Alright, well, last week she came on the line, right, and bashed my man, I'm saying? I mean, just this homeboy, I mean, to the fullest. Then she broke out before Duke could talk, you know what I'm saying? That's why I said, yo, put on the phone this time, and I'm going to get at her. That's what I said. Real talk.
Well, you know,
okay,
sometimes.
So what do you want to say? Real talk.
Say it again?
What are you trying to say? What do you want to say?
My thoughts were, I'm saying, come on this line this time and talk that shit. That's what I'm saying. That's what my thoughts were. Come on the line this time, this week and talk shit like you did last week. That's
my
thoughts.
The thing is that I wasn't talking shit. I was telling the truth. The fact is that, I don't even remember what I said last week. Let's be honest, because it was last week.
It was funny.
I think it had something to do with little penis. It could have been. I'm not sure. But, if you got offended by the fact that I was pointing out the fact that he may have had a little penis, you may be holding something little yourself.
No, never that. I can attest to that.
I mean, so why were you all upset that I was talking about
him? Nah, you came in. I'm saying dude was a singer. He came in and just blasted dude so fast, and he couldn't even come back. He was new to the show, so you just killed dude's whole spirit. The whole thing, like, damn, she was fly, she was bad, but let's come on here with a real G, and we'll get it on. That's my conversation, my talk.
Okay, so let's get on. So what are you saying? You got a big dick, yes. I heard that part. What can you do with that dick, though?
I can fuck. I can fuck for real.
What can you do?
Look, matter of fact, listen. Look, I'm saying, I'm not going to talk about it. The 18 to the 20, you've been at ATL. I'm here.
I just want you to understand that, I currently live in the South, but I'm not from the South. I'm born and raised in Jersey, so I got Jersey pussy. So it's a whole nother level of, the shit that I got going on between my legs. I want you to understand that. I want you to be aware of that when you, start making these declarations about all the things that you can fuck. Because,
I've been fucked by
the best.
Okay, and I'm saying, now, real talk, I got Brooklyn dick. I just live in Georgia. I got Brooklyn dick. So I live in Georgia. So there.
I'm not impressed by Brooklyn dick.
Here we go again. You probably have somebody. It's like Chuck Mommy.
Corn and shit. They got good dick. Like, I'm talking like them down home cotton picking dick. Like, I've had some good dick, and I've had some dick from Brooklyn, and I'm not impressed.
Like I tell Chuck Mommy, y'all done been to Brooklyn, y'all done met a dude that had the paraphernalia stage from Brooklyn, made from Brooklyn. You see, probably somebody just passed through, so you probably had no Brooklyn dick for real. You probably had Memphis dick. You know what I'm saying? You don't really know what you had. That's real talk. That's real talk.
I know what I got. I did a background check, so to speak, y'all. I know I had some good Brooklyn dick, some offensive shit. But I'm just saying, yo, it's like, you talk a good game, but this is what I do. I want you to understand that this is what I do for a living. This is what I don't have a part-time job. This ain't no side hustle. This is my company. I teach motherfuckers how to have better sex. Now, if you want to fuck me, we can fuck.
I want to fuck you. Let's do it live. Let's do it live. Fuck it. Let's do it live. Let's do it live. I'm sent on a challenge right now. Yo, everybody listening, I want to fuck her live. Let's do it live.
Okay, you know what? We're going to put y'all to a timeout, and we're going to bring in Keisha and MIG, because, yo, Mr. G.A., I don't think you realize what you just did, but when I bring you back on, I'm going to tell you.
Bring it
on. Oh, my God. It's going down. Meet me
bring
at the
on.
Trap. Oh.
Hello.
M.I.G.
I'm just saying. I thought they already fucked already.
Nah,
how long have you been teaching motherfuckers how to fuck? If y'all fucked in 2008. You want to teach your motherfuckers how to fuck, bitch?
Oh, wait, hold up. I feel like you're trying to get at my girl, so damn it. Can I get him? I think he's trying to get at you. Like, are you serious?
Like, first of all, I've never
met him. I'm just curious. You
feel
what I'm saying? I'm young. I'm curious. You feel what I'm saying? I want to know. It's a lot of shit I don't know yet. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I've never met him. I don't know who he is. I don't even know what he looks like. He could be sitting in front of me. I still don't know who he is. So,
fucking God.
I've been
baby
teaching
Jesus,
people
my fault.
How to fuck for a really long time. I just turned my hustle into a career. I used to be a call girl. I used to be a chick that I would charge you $250 just to suck your dick. I would charge you $750 to sleep with me. I would charge you $1,500 for me to spend 2 or 3 days with you. So my level of pussy game is pretty high compared to the average chick. So I took that that experience that I had when I was in college and said, well, I'm a smart chick. I got 3 college degrees. I'm a smart chick. But I was working in corporate America. Like, fuck it, this shit is not working for me. I know sex. So why not teach sex? So I started teaching white girls how to give head. The older white chicks that was like, oh, that's not what I do. Look, if you want your man to stay with you, you need to suck his dick. So I started teaching them, and then the black girls was like, well, you know, the little church women, well, you know, I don't really do that. What you do? I'm going to teach you how to do it. And I can talk, I can come on Talk Mommy Show and talk hard and talk forever, but I can go into a church, to a women's organization, and talk to them like, you know, it's all good. So to be able to live broadcast Mr. G with his legs up like Lambo doors screaming my name and you know,
hey,
like writing checks and shit.
I think
I
want to be
that. That's
coach.
Kind of a problem.
I think I can, because I don't talk bitches how to get hit. I teach them how to suck my dick. You feel what I'm saying?
You're supposed to.
I think I can be a sex coach. You got me. I really think about this shit for real. You just really put me on the shit.
You just need some clients. That's all you need is some clients. And, you know, I got a book coming out.
Because I'm good at what I do.
I mean, I'm good. Like, this shit is legit. Like, I love it. I love what I do. I get up in the morning and I talk about sex all day. I write about it. I read about it. I do it. I mean, it's amazing. I've had my level of orgasms have gone from just coming to like I got a dude that he's a spiritual dude, and we do this thing called tantric sex where he don't put nothing on me. He just stand over me and just move shit in my body and makes me come. Like, so the shit Mr. GA talking, I'm way past that, but I'll come down to give him a little something so he can shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness, boy. When I bring Mr. G.A. home, oh my goodness, I got my window cracked and it's a breeze coming in, and I'm not going to feel it because, oh, I know he over there fuming like, whoa, let me get her, let me get her, let me get her. I'm going to bring Akensha on to see what she got to say. This is interesting. And then we're going to play another song from MIG's solo project that's coming out with mixtape and hosted by DJ Eason that hangs out in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything about the North Carolina DJ Khaled. But,
Oh, man, hold on, man.
I ain't saying that. He reminds me of DJ Khaled. That's all I said. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's everywhere, so he's doing something good. He's on your shit. You ain't got no scrubs and no slouches hosting shit for you, right?
You already know. That's a real nigga. Real, recognized, real. You know what time it is. 3 and said, DJ,
okay.
You said, that's my nigga. He ain't got to be your nigga.
You know, just for that, I'm going to hit Issa up tonight on my BBM and get at him and be like, yo, you hosted a mixtape by my dude, MIG, and you did a really good job. You know, I might let him come on the show. I might let him be grown
you
and come on the show.
You know he did his thing on that mixtape, man. You can't hate on that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well,
dog, you know he did his thing on that mixtape. You feel what I'm saying? So. Shouts out to DJ Eason in the streets. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, so I'm not gonna take anything away. I'm not gonna take anything away. So you know, it's all good. So I'm gonna bring Akensha back on, and then I know she has something to say. And then I'm gonna bring Mr. GA out of jail, and let him and King will finish going at it. Cause yo, I got a feeling I'm going to be staying at your crib from the 18th through the 20th while these motherfuckers have a battle royal. You know what I'm saying? All I want to say is, you know, we'll just bring the popcorn and, you know, the Bacardi red peach and some peach juice and, you know, MIG will sit down and watch them battle and take notes and see who do the damn thing. I'm putting my money on Kima.
Hey, I want to see.
I'm putting my money on Kima.
Hey, I got all my money on, you know.
Oh, yeah, see, here's that motherfucking male bondage.
It ain't about no male bun. I mean, if she walk in there and I don't know what's going to happen. You feel what I'm saying? So how about this?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. She going to have her motherfucking game face on. G.A. is going to be Ralph Judah. Kayla's going to be Mayweather. You know what I'm saying?
LeBron's going to be Brock Lesnar. She's going to be Mayweather because that was the kind of shit we talking about.
No, my money is on Tima, and it's not even about
she
her being a
I think she just know how to make a nigga come. You feel what I'm saying? That don't matter. Is she gonna fuck the shit out of him? You feel what I'm saying?
He ain't gonna have time. Cause Kima got that motherfucking, she got that crazy banana go-go pussy, meaning that he ain't gotta do nothing but like maybe stroke it 2 times or something like that. She got some pussy that needs to be with the soul circus or something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe GA, he good. I'm not taking nothing from him.
If he don't block her, then I'm saying I got you. I think he gonna block her, I'm just saying.
Okay,
You feel what I'm saying?
You're multi-talented.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You a writer?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, I don't know about nobody else, but when the lights come on, you feel what I'm saying? I perform. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being serious. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying to Google your fucking skills. Acacia, would you like to add something to this bullshit that we're being hammered with before I bring Mr. G.A. in? Because I know he's being read about now.
I don't think we're being hammered with anything. Right now, you got homeboy over there stuttering, don't even know what the hell to say. He is finished. Y'all are done. Put up the freaking white flag.
It's over.
It's over. Kima shut it down. Y'all don't even know what to say. Y'all ain't even been that level yet.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't do all that talking. One thing about me, you come down here, I'm going to show you. You feel what I'm saying? So don't let all that mouth get you in something you don't want to get yourself into. Come and block your ass. And then you
AKA is Ginger Snap Tight, so you ain't gonna have time to do all of nothing. Because from the time you try to do something, you'll be finished before you start it. So let's
move on
to the
next section. You said, "Buddy, be doing all you. You gonna do something? You
yeah,
upset my body? And I'm
gonna bust
on your ass."
And you know what's crazy is?
Yeah, okay.
We have a caller on the line, 252. They put their hand up. They said nothing. Probably a dude, and he's scared to say shit. So we're going to bring Mr. G.A. back on because I'm sure, you know, he done had time to regroup and think about what he wanted to say and probably done choke the hell out of his dick to make sure that motherfucker don't let him down next month. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, though. I can only vouch for the dick from 2009 to 2010. I don't know what the hell going on in 2011. You know what I'm saying? Mr. G.A., I love you.
Yo, fuck you. M.I.G., what's up, man? M.I.G., what's up, man?
He's coming in the studio. Because see my man, you smashed more than he did. In the hotel room. So, no, don't tell me I'm running from shit.
That was February. That was February. We're talking about July.
No, actually, you don't need to be addressing me right now. You need to be addressing me. Exactly. I understand.
I promise you. Hey, I promise you. I put it on everything. Real nigga shit. You can't put me on blast. Any bitch don't fuck with me, I don't fuck the shit out of her. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, so
first of all,
hold on.
I be in the club getting ready for the fuck. You feel what I'm saying? I told you. They be getting that shit into. They be like, you trying to fuck the shit out of her. They don't know what's going on. But I ain't in the club getting ready for that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So it's a different
you,
thing when
so
you're fucking with me, man.
Call up a chick. Let me get a dick reference.
Yo, she's foul, man. She's foul.
You're trying I need a dick reference. You said I can ask about you, so what better way than you to... Now, this is what I've learned. When you got good dick, it don't matter what time of the night you call a bitch. She don't pick up the phone because that dick was good. So... It's 9:31. Motherfuckers might be getting ready for the club, yada, yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
But she see that number, she gonna be like, oh, this is Josh. Oh, this is M.I.G. He got that good dick. Oh, hell yeah. Then he's like, yo, babe, you remember that last time we fucked, you know,
exactly. That is so true right there.
One thing about this, first of all, if you know Josh, time ain't no 9:30, 10:30. My time is 4:30, 5:30. That's my time of morning. When I'm in Atlanta. Clubs don't close down at 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning. That's my time of morning. That's my time.
Baby.
You feel so
big
get
check.
That understood first. So
give me
check that big check. You can get your own dick check, and then you can come back on your talk show with that big
check.
You can go get your own
dick check. I need somebody to testify.
Look, you can ask about you. It's me. I can ask about you.
Oh, God.
You go through their friends and you ask about me. You feel what I'm saying?
No,
and you come back and you come back
you.
And you come back with the pussy ratio. And you come back with the pussy ratio, you come back with a number and say this many bitches said this and this many bitches said this. Don't tell them who you with. They talk to them. Yeah, you know how to do what you do. You can tell them you're a pussy coach or whatever. You just want to know. And they can call my phone and I'll be like, just tell us. On everything I love. And then we can come back on this talk show. You can give me my results.
Mm-mm.
I want results. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. You know what, sweetie?
Hey.
We was doing so good until you tried that fuck shit. It's okay, ladies. He's not going to call and give us a dick reference. He's just going to talk about it. He's not going to be about it.
You
trust and believe.
But the whole time, you know what I've been talking about? Big dicks and dick this and dick this. I told you I would talk about it. I'll show you. You feel what I'm saying? From the jump. So you need to quit lying to them people out there listening to you. You need to quit lying to these people. You supposed to be the one keeping the real of the hell one of. I told you. I would show you. They all heard me say this. So you feel what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, me and Mr. G.A. are going back and forth, but there go my dick reference right there. He will tell you I got some good pussy, and I suck good
he
dick.
He can't tell me he didn't even fuck you. You don't even know him.
Say what?
You just told me he ain't fucked me. I ain't never seen him.
I said not in 2011. So anybody that knows.
No, that was not.
I don't know what heard you
say. Okay, ladies.
Me. Oh, hell.
That was Pima. That was Upscale's Desires that told you that. Now, Mr. GA, at the end of the day, he will tell you, just like I will tell any female at the end of the day, good wood on deck. Whether he's from
well,
or
I know
the
I know I got
10
rounds
in
me. I got
so
10 rounds.
I got
rounds,
my reference
though.
On the phone, so I'm being as real can get because my business is right here in the street for everybody to hear. I'm good with
my
it. I'm
right
waiting
in the street,
with
though.
It.
But you can find that, and it's up for you for you to come back and
okay,
be a real bitch and keep it real. You feel what I'm saying?
I just find me a little spot, like little crystal balls, and be like, does Jackie and my G have good dick? But I'm going to Google some of your dick skills and see what comes up. I'm sure the results are going to be zero. Did you mean whack dick instead? You know what I'm saying?
So why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? I'll tell you, I told you what I did. Bitches ain't did a whole lot of keeping it real. Good wood and all that. You feel what I'm saying? So whatever you do, do it. I'm not ashamed of that, sweetheart. I know what I did. I'm not worried about all that. I know what I did. You feel what I'm saying? So you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. I want you to do it, and you come back and tell everybody.
What?
I can't stop you from doing it. You feel what I'm saying? So you can do that.
Oh, you give me permission to tell them was this good or bad?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I like that. Nothing bad, just showing mad love, letting them know this, what I'm playing. Jot, you giving it up real good. I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? If some, like, super large chick tries to smash, I'll try to run interference for you. But, you know,
yeah.
Friday night, big girls need love, too.
I ain't got no love right now.
Well, you got some homeboys that do. I mean, hell, we all do.
Oh, hell yeah. We go put that bitch on side chat to come over here. We go. I got a homeboy smash up his
ass. I'm telling you, Tiny
you
Cat don't
this.
Play the radio. You better make them sign in with the Facebook and the Twitter login and put up a damn password because I'm here to tell you, they will bend your ass in a New York minute. Me and Kima got banned last week. This week I took some extra precautions, and then one of my homeboys, shouts out to Fetty J, he showed me how to unban myself. If I ever get banned again, I'm good. I'm straight. So we're going to see y'all Thursday night on Battle of the Sexes. You know, since y'all got this male bonding going on the air, might as well bring it on over to the internet. I mean, so, you know, y'all coming?
We're going to be there. Right. We're going to be there.
I'm going to be there for sure.
I mean, if you're in the studio, I understand because you got a project that you're working on. But
I think I'm going to be there because my partner, you feel what I'm saying? Space and
but you know what,
though?
You know what,
dude?
M.I.G. M.I.G.
I'm
going to
be there. I think I'm going to be there. If I ain't there, he's going to be there. I'm going to be there.
I'm going to do my shit live from Chop Mommy's spot, all right? Is that cool, Chop?
That's okay.
That's fine, hun.
I'm gonna make it live on my spot. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there.
That haven't joined in seeing what we're talking about. It's Battle of the Sexes. It's a really laid back atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? We have sex coach Nakima Lee from Upscale Desire. She comes in and she's a moderator. She's also a team player. What she does is she asks questions, and it's the men against the women. And if you answer it wrong, then you lose a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 weeks,
okay,
the women have been winning. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that we've been answering the questions correctly. We've been on point. I mean, I don't know, maybe the men need to read the encyclopedia of the female anatomy and learn the correct terminology.
I want to learn more, though.
Look, you're on the show, you actually learn. I really want to learn for real. Kima, you remember that question you asked the first time about, you know, what was the average size for the male penis and then for the female vagina? Why don't you go ahead and hit them with some questions and see what the hell they got to say since Mr. G.A.
This ain't no talk show, nigga. This ain't no talk show. This is a live show. Yo, say some tiny chat. That's tiny chat. That bullshit.
You know they ain't missing no nigga dick. They hate that shit. They hate that shit.
is that, you know, black men have bigger penises. But the fact is that there's a lot of motherfucking black men out there.
So what kind of nigga dick they measure? So what? Who is their motherfucking dick they average?
The average is all across the board because it's not just. It's taking
man,
it all walks of life. It's taking
it white,
it's taking it
Asian,
it's taking it Hispanic. I'm just saying, okay, to answer your question, the fact is that not every black man has a big penis.
I can agree with that. That's true.
Out of your four group, you can look around and the seven dicks that you got spinning around you, it's one of them motherfuckers that's got a little ass dick where it can eat cookies. And whoever he is, he might want to play his game. One out of five men in a room, one of them has got a little penis. And, when I say little, I'm talking smaller than 6 inches. That's the average. That's the average across the board. Is a dick that 6 inches is small. It's compared to be small. You compare it to anybody else. When you get into 7, 8, and 9, that's
right.
Typically where most women want to go. But the fact is that not every man that you're going to form has got a 7-inch penis. 6 inches
is little. 6 inches
is little.
Or
on a Chinese man,
if it's
on a white man or a black man, that's
just
small.
If it's 5 inches in the room, it's only one of them that's going to really know how to fuck, because she's going to be the crankest. She's going to be the one drinking out of liquor, want to throw the weed. I mean, what you want to know my average about bad pussy? You feel how much better pussy all came across?
Man.
You feel what I'm saying? See, that's a different thing. But see, I don't know, like, what them motherfuckers be putting in them books that you be studying and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because you don't even know them niggas. To be going to the state, make your own average.
From a book, but
make your own
from
average.
Real talk, though.
Where you coming from?
Look, if you go to Blog Talk, is go to upscaledesiresradio.com, and my show starts at 10 o'clock. And it is freaky free for all Fridays, so we are talking just about anything. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-929-0124. Again, it's 646-929-0124. If you want to come over. And then you can also, like I said, I have a TV show online, upscaledesirestv.com. If y'all want to go check out my TV show, check that out, upscaledesirestv.com. Y'all was fun. This is DA. I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta, and we'll see how everything works out. Love you guys.
Let's do it, mommy. We'll see you soon, all right?
See you soon, all right?
Man, tell me, somebody let me know something, man. know what it is, man.
Wow. I'm feeling every fucking track that's on this mixtape. Like, yo, I'm just giving y'all a sample. Yo, I'm ready to bring everybody back on. Jock is going to tell you where you can get this mixtape. I'm telling you, this is like one of the mixtapes you roll up a blunt. I don't smoke, but we're going to say we roll up a blunt, light it up, got you a nice drink in your hand, and you just sitting at your homeboy, your homegirl crib, and you just pumping this shit, or you just sitting in your fucking car outside the club. That shit just got you crunked. When you go in the club, you do your little two-step, you pull you a bad bitch, or if you're female, you pull you a nice dude, go back to the crib, and you fuck because you listen to this fucking mixtape, and you heard all these hot-ass tracks, and it made you want to fuck something. That's the kind of music that he puts out. That's the kind of shit you want to listen to. Yo, MLG, what's good?
It's good, babe. You already know what time it is.
I mean,
you
I
know.
Can't describe the mixtape no better. Like, yo, I mean, like, if I miss something, please tell me. Like, I'm, you're not feeling me, yo. I'm, every track I'm playing, I'm tweeting it. Like, yo, y'all, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Like,
I mean, it is. Everything I put out, it came from a real place. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't nothing I'm just sitting in the studio making up. If you know me or anybody that don't met me, everything I'm talking about I don't did or I don't been part of. You know what I'm saying? The old school vibe I get when you hear tracks like Let Me In and how good it feel, an independent pro, all that came from my mama. I was raised off the old school music. I got a feel for it. I mean, my music is genuine. I can't say I'm a certain type of rapper, but I know when I do my club shit, I do my club shit. When I make my shit for my street niggas, I make it for them because I don't been there. And all the other shit is just shit on experience in life, man. I've been doing this since I was 15. I got so much shit to talk about and so much shit I want people to feel. And when I say this, I want to touch you like this and make you feel like this. I mean, I'm just good at what I do. I try to be, at least. You feel what I'm saying?
Yo, people on Twitter is like killing me. Like, there's a protocol, like, how I do my thing. Like, when I have my artists on the show, it's all about them. Yes, we talk about all kinds of other shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm an adult entertainer, so of course we're going to talk about fucking, because music and fucking goes together. But never will I ever play somebody else's music when I've been blessed with an artist to come on and bless me with his presence. So for everybody that's listening, they're like, yo, play my song. When you get on my fucking show, then I'll play your shit. Until then, fall back and be easy. Now back to you, MIG. What's up, my nigga?
You already know what time it is. I got like two more mixtapes coming out, you know. I got one I'm doing with DJ Swamp Izzo. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be self-titled DJ Swamp Izzo, MIG. I got a DJ screen I'm working on called Inglewood, USA. Inglewood, where you at? Keller Road, stand up. River Road, stand up. Zone 6, stand up. 1 to the 6, that's how we rock. They know how we rock, man. I mean, 2011 is a movement. I've been on the back burner too long. You feel what I'm saying? Now I'm on the forefront. I got my own shit. Shots out to Mellow. I see you. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, it's a movement, man. It's a movement. That's all I can say, man.
Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with me at JockMIG1 on Twitter. And on Facebook, you can get in touch with me at JockMigraine, JMM. And on MySpace, you can get in touch with me at Crime Mob Jock Migraine. One more time for MySpace, because a lot of people get confused. I mean, just fuck with me. If you in Atlanta, if you in the streets, you see me anywhere and everywhere, you see me. I might be by myself sometime. I might be with 100 niggas sometime. I mean, but I'm still me. I'm from the streets. I love the streets. Shout out to Inglewood. Pride Road, where you at, Carver Home, stand up, Old Boat Rock, real Atlanta. That's what I represent. Fuck with me.
And you can meet me by 678-562-SO-SO-SO-SO. I'm single.
No.
I'm a 5'8", from a slender curvy, black hair. And
at
I want that. Let me stop.
And check this out. One time, shout to my nigga Sears, man. Hold on. Shout to my nigga Sears, man. He taught a nigga a lot. You feel what I'm saying? Did a lot for a nigga. If it weren't for him, it's a lot of things that wouldn't have been possible. So, shout to my nigga Sears one more time. Cup Radio, what's up?
See, that's what I'm talking about, because I had the opportunity to speak to Sears. He actually listened to my show, and then after he heard the show, he hit me up on LinkedIn. And what's crazy is, after me and him conversed Saturday, 2 days later, my shit was closed. Don't ask me why my account was closed. I don't know if I violated by telling people about my radio show or something. I don't know. But he was just like, I heard your show. My dude got a mixtape coming out. It will be a good fit. You know what I'm saying? You talk about sex. You reach the ladies. And I was like, okay, like, as long as you already know the tempo for the show, he gave me your information. Hit you up as soon as we got off the phone. When you woke up and cut your phone on, then you hit me back. And, you know, I gave you a little sample of how I give it up on the show, but I think I didn't give you the full extent, but hell, you rolled with the punches
tonight. Now, you thought I wasn't going to be ready. You thought I really wasn't going to be ready. You thought you was going to catch me.
You thought you was going to fall. I ain't even going to fall.
I didn't give it out to you.
Yeah, I slept on you. I'm sitting here watching
you
go.
Sure,
you doing your thing? I did sleep on you, but I'm sitting in Melo. The message like, yo, Melo, like, he's getting it in. Like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, woo. Wow. And I apologize for underestimating you, not thinking you could hang with the big dogs, but damn,
I just made
you just
sure slept
porch.
On me, baby. I
you
know
was
what
in the street. You put up your ones. Like, yo, I can't do nothing but bow down and respect you. But when I see you, it is what it is. But while we're on the air, you got mad respect for me because you held your own. I mean, G8 done been on the phone with me. I done pumped a lot of motherfuckers that come on here. I have to say, this show right here is going to be, like, one of the ones that everybody is talking about. Like, yo, he was like, you just jumped in. Like, most people jump in and talk about them. You jumped in like, yo, you can't just fuck. You just can't make love to a bitch. It depends on what, la, la, la. I'm like, okay. So I already know this show right here is a problem. It's a good thing when I say it's a problem. Then next week, I got Freaky Zeke. That motherfucker is going to really be a problem because he's nastier than me, and he'll say whatever the fuck he feels. So it's a good thing that he's going to be in New York, and I'm in Greensboro, and we're doing it by the phone. Because I'd probably be like, yo, he probably had me so motherfucking hot, I'll be ready to motherfucking, like, bang his ass. Like, not even fuck, but like, yo, nigga, put your hands up knowing that I will lose. But I'm just like, you prepared me for my battle that I got coming. Then you prepared me to be super crunk for Battle of the Sexes. So, you know, Mr. GA is going to be there. And then he's going to come back on the air Friday and tell everybody, like, yo, that shit was crazy. I had a good time in that hour. He's going to be like, he learned some things. He showed us some things. I showed some things. He's going to see some crazy people show some things. Because I never know who pops up in those rooms and reveals themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know. So it's like each week I'm growing and I'm learning. I'm having a good time. I'm meeting, like, lifelong friends. And it doesn't stop here. Because you was on my show, your music is going to be on my site. So when people click on to see Pussy, Dick, they're going to hear you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no pictures of your dick, so I can't put them up and be like, this belongs to him. But, you know.
Oh, Lord.
They're going to be like, yo,
He's a dirty broad.
Hey, yo. M.I.G.
What do you do, bro?
Yo, man, real talk, though, man. The tracks is hot, though, man. It really hot. I like your music, yo, real talk. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
I like your music, man. And I like how you called her a motherfucker, yo. That shit was hot. Yo. Hey, yo, you got 100 points of that shit, you motherfucker. Yo, I like that shit. That shit was hot. Hey, yo, where's the Keisha at? Where's she at? Where's Keisha at?
Right here.
Hey, Keisha, how are we going to hit you on Facebook? You're in his back. What kind of shit is that, Keisha?
Huh?
Yo, we ain't you on Facebook. You ain't come out on Facebook. What happened?
How the hell you know I'm on Facebook if your ass wasn't on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook. What's happening?
What?
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
What's
yo, you know, with the family and shit. Y'all, you know, I'm like, yo, what's happening? This is GA. No response back from this kid. Yo, what's happening?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I did write you back.
Uh-huh. Never saw it. Never saw
no, it. You didn't check. I wrote you back, and I told you, you know, I miss you guys too and stuff. I was, like, working myself to death, yo. Like, ugh.
Well, yo, the show just, look, we met you last week, though. Matter of fact, me and Chop got to put someone on blast, right, Chop?
What
Chop.
Happened? Tell me.
Chop, you got to blast, somebody. Chop, you got to blast me with the cell phone.
Who you
got to
blast?
With the cell phone, Chop.
Who?
With the cell phone?
What do you mean?
Who got one cell phone and share it?
Oh, you know what? I'm saving that one for next week.
Oh, hell. How y'all gonna me like that? That's dirty.
I gotta let that one marinate. That's
dirty, son. Yo, it's dirty, M.I.G. It's dirty, yo. It's dirty, yo. It's gonna be dirty next week, yo.
Y'all gonna make me wait for a whole week? It's not even fair. I cannot wait no whole week for that. That is crazy.
What you trying to say, baby?
Oh, man, that's crazy. She went out there.
He said, oh, that's
crazy.
How did you like being on your first adult entertainer show? You ready for some live camera action?
Not to cut you off, can I just ask a quick question?
Yeah, what the hell is it?
I'm right here. I was just trying to tell y'all how much fun I had with y'all tonight. You feel what I'm saying? I really enjoyed it. I ain't never experienced nothing like that. I mean, it's the first time for everything. It's my first time. You feel me? I appreciate it.
But you gonna come back though. Don't feel like it's because you was on that bit. No, you're coming back. You just told me you wanted to be a crunk porn star. You talking to the right bitch. Yes, I have my own production company. I want to see that nug if you buck dick. Yes, nug if you buck dick. Yeah, that's what that scene gonna be called. Nug if you buck.
He said he's what? He's 20 what?
He's 24.
24.
Oh, you're young.
Yeah, I got a few
stack in
my bag.
He's seen a lot
of
them years, though. He got burned at the age of 15.
Since I was 15, I've been fucking since I was 12. I got my first I swear to God, my cousin got out of prison when I was 12 years old. My other cousin had a little bitch over there. And I, for real. And I tried to come upstairs and everything. My mama made me go back down there. I said, I'm a man. And everybody wants that laughing on me.
Serious.
You know what I'm saying? Really?
That's crazy. I hear that. Well, I'm not that experienced in the fucking game, but I does my thing.
You do your thing.
That's about it. Yes, I does my thing. I can't even say do. I just does my thing.
I'm just saying, I like to fuck a lot. That's what I'm saying.
Shit, I'm fucking Aries. What do you think I like to do?
I'm a Capricorn. My birthday was Wednesday. I like to fuck a lot, though. Like, no, that's right.
That's
what
the fuck they do.
They be
always
like,
good,
man.
But it's always good, though, when you can be around somebody that makes you want to just fuck them all the time. Because even though you're a person that likes to fuck all the time, you can be around some people that just don't make you want to fuck at all. You know, so when you're around somebody that just...
You want to fuck?
Just walk around naked. Don't even bother to take that clothes. What happened?
You want to fuck?
I'm sorry. Did I say I'm accepting applications for that? Fuck off.
Yo, you, no, fuck it. You want to fuck? You want to fuck? Am I
gay?
You're
trying to get me gay.
I mean, what you doing? You ass so nervous. You want to fuck or what? Tell me now. Nigga, hide that.
Don't stop. Y'all are trying to get me killed. Oh, my God.
You just said you were single.
Who thing?
You just said you were single.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, she's fronting there, huh?
Oh,
shit. She's fronting there. Oh, shit.
I'm single. Because I'm single. Because I'm single.
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, yo, hold on. Yo, now I'm going to blast you. Now I'm going to blast you, Brooklyn, because you were from the same state, all right? Why you ain't blast her ass? Now, you was on some old dick riding and shit. When she said the best pussy come out of Jersey, why you ain't diss her ass? Why you ain't diss her ass, yo?
Say that again? What she said?
When she said the best pussy come out of Jersey, that's what she said, right? She said, this is Jersey. Yeah, she said it. What's her name? What's her name? Kilo?
Yeah.
What's her name? Yeah.
I didn't hear her say that. She said that?
Yeah, she said it. Yeah, she did. You should have blasted her, yo. You should have blasted that
pussy.
Bread.
The best pussy comes from Jersey.
Hold on.
Whether she said that or not, let me not find out that you instigating shit. But anyway, if she just say that, anybody say that the best pussy comes from New Jersey, that's some bullshit.
She gave you a challenge, mommy. She gave you a challenge.
But she's not. She's not.
Guess what? motherfuckers in New York City, man. It's a lot of motherfuckers. I'm talking about we went to the
New York is different. Because New York is like a lot of people when
it's
they come.
A lot of motherfuckers up there. Like,
right.
A lot of people from different countries.
It's very, very.
I never knew it was really that many people up there. Like, I thought it was just
right.
New York, bright lights, big city. Nigga, I went up there, nigga, we did an in-store
New York is definitely mixed up. So you find all kinds of people from everywhere. So it's different things, like, everywhere.
It was security at the in-store, nigga. It was a bunch of motherfuckers. I was like, God damn.
New York,
I be going to Coney Island and fuck with my partner, Randy.
All I can say is from February the 2nd to February the 7th, I'm going to be there. Case, I don't hear no excuses, mommy. Don't want to hear no excuses. And I don't have to follow me.
That's a challenge.
Well, we good.
You know,
and then after we do what we got to do, we'll go to the club and find us a victim. You know what I'm saying?
So hold on. You telling me at MIG right now on the phone, between the 6th and the 7th, you're going to fuck off. You're going to fuck her and shoot the best pussy in between North Carolina
now,
and New York.
Who said that?
I'm asking a question.
Hang out. We're going to do it. We planned to do a while ago. We're going to do a female deal.
I said, y'all fuck each other and see what the best pussy in each town. So I'm saying, you said, you're going to be in her town, right? You ain't no bullshit. So is that a fuck off or what? What is it? Is it a challenge or what? What is it?
These dudes, man. I swear to God.
It doesn't have to be a challenge. It's a mutual understanding. It's a mutual understanding.
Amy, you was a part of
it. She knows what it is. Yeah. So we're good. We're going to hang out.
Oh, my God.
We're
going
to do what females do. Then we're going to go to the club. And we're going to make men and money.
Fuck that. Yo, this is a chop mommy show. Keep it real. You gonna fucking try to what? Chop, you gonna fucking bring it out what, chop?
How much did you have?
I wanna know
how much
the
truth.
Are you
fucking
bringing out chop? Chop, what's up, chop? What's up, chop?
I'm gonna put it down. I'm gonna put it down.
What's the problem, man? You gonna fuck my boy? Wait, it's gonna be a fuck off. Is it a challenge? What the fuck?
Yeah,
is it a
challenge?
He's talking about me and Acacia.
She said her pussy's better than is the best, and you said you're the best too. So y'all said, well, fuck off, right? So what's the deal?
No.
Is it going there?
We was not. Hold on. Wait. We wasn't challenging each other. She was talking about her hood, and I was talking about my hood. So that's all it was about. Like nobody was challenging each other.
Fuck off, damn. I thought we had a live Chop Mommy National Fuck Off show. Damn.
Look at you. There you go.
I was ready
you
too, boo boo.
Because,
yo, you know why? You know why? Keisha.
Why?
Keisha.
Why?
I had my money on you, nigga. I had my money on you. Damn, you fucking me up now. Now you making me like a song pack. Come on. I have my money on you, bro.
Never that. The challenge wasn't brought to me, and neither was I challenging anybody. Now, if it comes to that, then I does what I does. But like I was saying,
there you go.
No challenge was brought to me, and I'm not challenging anybody.
So what's up? I understand
what you're saying, but because it's my birthday, I'm coming to shut it down, male and female. It's my birthday. I'm going to do what I want to. I'm going to wild the fuck out. I'm going to have my girl with me. We're going to do all kinds of things. Then we're going to do all kinds of things. Then we're going to do all kinds of nasty things. Enough said.
Wow.
Enough said.
You
we don't even need to speak on it no more. We don't even need to speak on it no more.
I want to hear. Are you down, Keisha?
Excuse me?
Are you down for the fight?
I'm sorry?
are you down for the fight? See, Scott, you know, you know she dirty, right? She was trying to play you, so let her know right now you will bust her ass. Please say it on the online. Please say it.
Kind of like embarrassed because of the places that they are now. They're like embarrassed to say
where they from.
I don't got no rapper friends to be acting like a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, rappers. I don't hang out with no rappers.
But it ain't even about acting like a rapper.
That's what it's about.
Anytime you gotta act like you're doing something, no matter how much of a real person you say you are, at that moment you're being fake because you're acting.
That's what I'm telling you about rappers.
So, I'm as ready to come.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm regular. I'm a stupid regular. I'm a stupid regular.
Well, I'm gonna say this much, all right? This gotta be the realest show that I tune into every Friday for real. Y'all love this talk show, man. This shit is live. It's like I have a fucking ball on here. I love this show, yo. Only in America. What, baby?
Mr. G, you did something different tonight because this is not you. You're usually like the cool, laid back.
Baby, you missed
me
the last 3 weeks. I gotta get her now, boy. She been going hard on cash. Y'all gotta get her. Yo, hear me? Now listen for the record. I'm gonna bust your girl's ass. What's her name? Kima. I'm gonna bust her ass.
Stand up, boo. Stop, mommy. You know you're my girl. I got you. whoever that dude is,
I'm not saying one dude. All I'm saying is in Brooklyn, they're fucking paymasters. I get it,
bro.
They will give me three,
On the road. You think that though? On the road?
Do who?
You gotta be a real bitch to fuck me.
Because I'd be looking at your ass in the club like bitches look at niggas with the ooh face like, bitch, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you cannot, bitch, you is not. I'm going to fuck the shit out your ass, bitch. You don't even look like you can fuck that long. Like, I'm not with that goddamn sleepy shit, all that shit. I'm trying to fuck the shit out you. Hey. Yeah.
That's my man. He keeping it real, yo. That's real talking about
you. I'm being honest, though. I'm telling you how I feel.
That's real shit, though. I like that.
But if you're a special bitch, though, you feel what I'm saying? Nigga gonna treat you like you special and shit. You feel what I'm saying? But if you're a bitch trying to get fucked, you gotta be that bitch. You gotta be. Yeah. Y'all tripping. Y'all got me all open and shit. I love
hey, yo, hey, yo, bro. You know, like about Atlanta, right? Hey, Chuck, mommy.
Yes.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck and Acacia.
Yes.
What's so real about Atlanta, right? They can call a girl a bitch down here, yo, and that shit is smooth. Up north, they ready to take your fucking head off and become a bitch.
Hey,
like,
nigga,
fuck you,
the
bitch.
First time I went to Warner Brothers, nigga, we were standing outside the Warner Brothers skyscraper shit with Atlantic and all that shit in it. I'm hollering at the bitch. We like, hey, Charlie. You know, we just out there trying to holler at the bitch. But they're like, call him a bitch. I'm like, hey, bitch. He was like, now holler at her. He was like, holler at her now, holler at her. I'm like, hey, so, you know, and it worked. You feel what I'm saying? He was like, the only way you call him a bitch, you're going to get their attention. A native told me that. I call them natives.
I'm a native, nigga.
That, wow. Crazy. That is not even cute. That is so crazy right there.
I swear, nigga.
I swear to God, I'll make a nigga cry. Like, it's call me a bitch. Oh, my God.
I tell you, I'm not people
a bitch for the my mama and my mama sisters call each other bitches. And I could be like, bitch, you tripping. You feel what I'm saying? Bitches in the vocabulary. I have to tell females that shit like,
you know something on the road, like, before,
when I say bitch.
You, like, the first time a dude called me a bitch, like, I literally, like, got, like, I lost my goddamn mind. I was like, hold on. I was like 13. He was trying to holler at me. I kept walking, and he was like, yo, bitch. And I was like, see, that's funny how I wasn't a bitch 2 seconds ago, but now I'm a bitch. Like, okay, so I went home, and I was like, come on.
Like,
dude, I'm
like,
say that, I'll laugh because I'm like, ah, there goes your ego because you're mad. You're mad right now. You're mad. This just tells me that you're upset. You're upset. That's the way I see it. I mean, I think there's definitely some females out there that, you know, they be acting a little too much for themselves. You know, it might get you a little angry sometimes, but ain't no need to, you know, but what you gonna do? It is life.
Like,
what she gonna do about that? It's life.
Man, bitches, she just confirmed this shit for me. Bitches like the word nigga. How you be like, nigga, bitch? It's the same. Like, where's the bitch? Like, where's the bitch? Why are you so mad because I said bitch? What is it that you mad about?
That's just a female dog. That's why.
Man, that is what
you calling me a female dog.
Man, whatever, man. Ain't nobody said that shit. Ain't nobody like, she a female dog, bitch. She a female dog. Nobody said that shit, man. Come on, man. You
know how
to fuck with the word bitch.
Next time you think about calling a bitch, be like, yo, you female dog. Come on.
So what if I said, I can make bitch sad, I'd be like, you know what, you're a real bitch. Now, you wouldn't have no problem with that shit. What if I'd be like, bitch, you know what, you did. You tripping, man, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, I'm tripping. I just said bitch the same kind of way and meant it the same way. Bitch is an expression, man, it ain't like no... It ain't even no cuss word, fucking is. Especially if you would be in the fucking is that bitch.
No, catch me.
Man, I'm dead ass here, man. Bitch.
You got a point. Don't
see that? It's all responsible when you say it to a nigga.
Nah, but
like,
that's a female.
You know what I mean? You act like a female. Not a female, dog. A female.
But that's a
you
female.
Like a female.
No, hold on.
You
a female.
Nigga.
Hold on.
A female that
don't mind you saying, yo, you acting like a real bitch right now. Shouldn't mind you saying when you get angry, like, you stupid bitch. Because you don't, you know, like, it didn't offend you when I said it this way, so why else did it offend you when I said it that way? You know what I'm saying? So in that case, then whatever, like, you can't let it offend you in the way that you say it. It's either you like the word or you don't like the word. You know what
the
I'm saying?
Niggas don't use the word bitch in the same matter anyway. Most niggas don't use the word bitch properly. Bitch, it's in my vocabulary. See, if that nigga don't never be saying bitch, then you need to take that personal. I'm telling you, if that nigga don't never be calling nobody no bitch, you need to say that shit personal.
So, hold on, would you say that to your mother, though? Would you be like, yo, bitch, let me say that?
Bitch, you could be like, mama, that bitch tripping. She ain't gonna be like,
you say that to your mother?
She gonna be like, that bitch is tripping. My mama gonna be like, that bitch tripping. She gonna be like,
I've lived there for like 2 years, and you know, party, did a lot of stuff, like, have fun, basically. But I've never really, like, dated anybody from Atlanta. So, I mean, I've seen a lot of them. I'm sorry, thing. You know, I don't mean to offend you in any way.
You can't offend me because I'm so in touch with my sexuality and everything.
Okay, well, good. So now you want to know what I'm saying. Even though it ain't about the sexuality, but still. Well, that's good then. Well, that's good then. On the road, on road. I don't mean to disrespect ACL. I love you and everything. I'm just trying to find out why so much of the dudes.
Got a little bit of clothes on.
Come on. Can you iron your clothes? Can you, like, fix your hair? Can you, like, you know what I'm saying? Damn.
What you mean? What's wrong with our hair?
What the hell? A lot of you guys have dreads. Hold on. A lot of you guys have dreads. I love dudes with dreads. Like, that is so sexy. That's, like, sexy to me. But if your shit looked like you was rolling around in some sponge or some shit like that, like, what the hell is that? You at the mall like that? Like, seriously? Come on now.
You at the mall like what? They rolling around in what?
With sponge in your freaking hair and shit. Like, what the hell is that? Like, that's not sexy. Sponge in your hair and your breath looking like, you know what I'm saying? Smelling like, wow, your mouth looking like.
I can't even understand what you're talking about. I don't know what you be, what mall you be in.
What I'm saying is, on the road, there's some, all over, I've been to all the malls in ACL, especially Lenox Mall, even though we know that's the other side of the that's the Down Low Brothers.
But it's
there.
So hard to find somebody from Atlanta. It's hard to find somebody from Atlanta in Atlanta.
I wasn't looking at
you. You ain't
nobody,
live in
the
real Atlanta. You live
what
on
you
the
mean?
Outskirts. College
on the
Park.
Outside of what? College Park? Yeah, okay. I see you. Yeah, like I said, before, I did not mean to offend. But anyway, you were the one that said, I'll be offended. But anyway, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. But
you
there's some
what
dudes. Hold on, wait. There's some, you know what I like about ACL dudes? I like that accent is sexy. I like that ruggedness, you know, but don't make it dirty. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it dirty.
But I'm a whole room to bring the ATL nigga. The ATL nigga you fought with was probably 10 years older than me. You feel what I'm saying? I'm a whole other kind
of
nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm not that nigga. I'm not nothing like him. So why are you getting offended? I thought you wasn't getting offended by my comment.
No, I ain't getting offended, sweetheart.
Right, so there we go. But like I was saying, though, back to my point, though, like what I was saying, I'm not saying that's everybody. I'm just saying that was majority of the dudes that I saw driving around in clubs. Like, I was like, damn, what the hell? Very few I saw that looked really decent, you know, kept themselves together because I'm used to that because I'm from New York. So I'm used to even if the dude don't really, the dude ain't even got to be balling, but he just have, like, make himself, you know, look very decent. And
but you know, when you in the North, it's a high cost of living, period. So you go have money up there if you successful up, if you got your
not
own shit up
there. Not everybody got money, honey. Don't even go there. Not everybody got money.
If you got your own shit up there and you in the club spending money and blowing money, you gonna be tight. You gonna be tailored. But down here, you gotta dump everything down. Like
it ain't even about being tailored. It's like.
But see, what I'm saying is, you got when you one thing you know about the South, when you come from up there to down here, everything gets dogged down. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Everything gets dogged
so?
Down. But
I don't
yeah,
think
so. It's dogged down. So them kind of niggas you looking for, you got to go to those kind of places.
Point of correction, I don't look for niggers.
I see you asking me why you should be in the club and you see a couple niggas you like and shit.
But like I was saying, I've been to other parts, but I've been to other parts though. Like I've been to Nevada, I've been to LA, I've been to North Carolina, and I see some world country dudes, but and I see a lot of dudes that look very decent. So I'm like, it's just
you gonna
just
call me country? You gonna call me country? In Atlanta,
country?
You gonna call me country? But in Atlanta, I'm considered from the city.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. But you're going to say you city because you from New York. You from New York City. You ain't from Atlanta, the city of Atlanta. You feel
I
what I'm saying?
Atlanta.
I'm from the city
and
of Atlanta.
Really
I'm not
think
from
it's
no
down,
country
in
Atlanta,
think,
no outskirts or nothing. You feel
I
what I'm saying?
Really
you from the city of
New York. Anything. I don't think
you
coming from New
York
to Atlanta is downgraded.
Are you from Jersey or where?
I don't think coming from New York to Atlanta is a downgrade because I think you guys have better homes.
I mean, but you just said you from the city, like I'm from the country.
You got better restaurants, that for sure. I told anybody that. For real, ATL.
Yeah,
y'all,
nigga, I could buy shit to eat in New York.
Restaurants. You know what I'm saying? For the people are nicer. You know, I understand all that. It's not really a downgrade because, like I said, it had some brothers, and they really was, like, on their stuff. You know, but like I said, no hard feelings against ATL. I love ATL all day, every day, all the time. I love to stay. I love to be there. It's a breath of fresh air. Totally different.
But hey, check this out, man. I'm finna get back in my session because I don't have
Goodbye.
My time for 2 hours,
yeah,
21 minutes.
3 hours.
45.
Yeah, see,
I
gotta go.
Down.
You know, I'm not respecting time.
You feel what I'm saying?
M.I.G.,
man, what's up,
my dog? Well, M.I.G., if you can prove me wrong, you need to take. When I come to ACL, I'll hook up with you and you take me around the dudes that you see. That you claim is not like the dudes that I described from ATL, all right?
you got every way to get in contact with me personally.
I really don't.
On the mainstream, okay. You just put in Drop Migraine. You can Google that, Drop Migraine.
Okay.
And
hell, shit will come up. Hell, shit
everything
will come up.
Yeah, Drop Migraine, and it's going to come up. And you can get in contact with me.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on the
show.
I appreciate y'all, too.
What up, man?
Y'all see y'all
going
tell
down,
me
man.
All over and everything. Y'all know I had a good time. I got to get the hell out of here, man.
Bye.
I love y'all, man.
Take care, man. All right, He was a good dude, yo. He's a good dude.
Man, this show is about to be over.
Funny.
Next week, I'm telling y'all, it's going to be fucking bananas because I'm going to have Freaky Zeke ass on the show. Oh, my God. I got some unfinished business with him from the show from November when he came on late, so we didn't get a chance to really get it in. It would be nice if he surprised me and he's here in Greensboro checking out his restaurant. Because we could sit down at Palmetto's and talk and get it in and have
and you
a wild time.
Need to talk about that cell phone thing, even though I got to wait till next week.
Yeah. Next week.
Yo,
that's
going to be hot.
So,
it's going to be reverse psychology. That's going to be the topic because most motherfuckers, when they get busted doing some shit, they always want to reverse it and make the female feel like too dead or wrong thing or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And on the 28th, I have Steady J and Three Minds. They're a gay coalition coming in. The topic is going to be Christians and sex. So this is going to be, man, the next 2 hours to take us out of January is going to be fucking retarded. Like, retarded. Like, I just know next week I might have to put on a diaper because I might piss on myself from laughing so hard because I've been looking at you all week. And he's stupid because I got to ask him about the girl with the dirty feet from his video, yo.
Oh.
I've been holding this air ever since I seen the video. Like, oh, man. This show might be up here with this one. Like, it's going to be neck and neck. It's going to be, like, some serious, it's going down. It's going down. I'm
I'm putting his people right now, letting them know, like, yo, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And the topic is reverse psychology. I know his lying ass don't lie about this shit. But then again, he's so fucking honest and funny. You be like, okay, yeah, it's freaky. I'll let him off the hook. Only because it's him. Fuck that. I'm going to get in his ass.
I love this show.
So, Mr. GA.
I gotta go get ready for my lingerie party tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And
I gotta go cook.
So I really appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. You can listen to the show on my site, www.chogmommy.com. You can go on my Facebook page, look under that Chogmommy to get the link. And for those of you following me on Twitter, it's at Chogmommy03. The link is going to be playing. It's going to be tweeted all day. So,
ATL, I love you all day, every day. Please do not be offended by my little opinion. I love y'all.
Yeah,
I still love the brothers. Y'all will be fine. Y'all fine. Y'all just need to work a little bit on all of them stuff. But y'all fine. Y'all sexy as hell.
Motherfucker.
But Brooklyn, stand up.
Keep it real, baby.
Mr. VA, after my phone charges up, I will call you. Okay, I'm going to hit you on BB. All right.
Bye, guys.
Love
you
all.
Be
you
guys,
safe.
Have a good night. Thanks for calling Chocolate City.
Bye. I didn't see.